This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Will the Jews begin to give animal sacrifices in Jerusalem on the Temple Mount? Will they begin to build a third temple? According to the Bible, the answer to both questions is yes. First of all, the Bible is very clear that animal sacrifices will be brought by the Jews just prior to Christ's return. There are many scriptures which tell you this. I'd like to read to you from Daniel chapter 11 and verse 31, which talks about a king of the north who will muster forces, and it goes on to say, and then they shall take away the daily sacrifices. This is just prior to Christ's return. So in order to take them away, they have to be brought first. Another scripture in Daniel 12, verse 11 says, from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away, there will be 1,290 days. Now it is true, of course, that sacrifices can be brought without a temple. In the book of Ezra, you read about the Jews, that they actually began bringing sacrifices prior to the building of the second temple. But they began the sacrifices in view of the erection of the temple. And even though in the future, if the Jews start to begin sacrifices prior to the building of the temple, that doesn't mean that a temple is not going to be built. In fact, the Bible strongly indicates that it will be, and I'm talking about prior to the return of Christ. Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 and 2 tells us that an angel of God says, and I quote, "Rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there. But leave out the court which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles. And they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months, or 3.5 years. Many commentators feel very strongly that this is talking about the building of a third temple prior to Christ's return. Let me just read to you from the Nelson Study Bible, which says, John is given a reed like a measuring rod, much like that used by Ezekiel in his vision of the measuring of the temple. This is a temple of the tribulation period that will eventually be desecrated. Luke 21:24 prophesies that the Gentiles will tread the holy city underfoot until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. Apparently, the period of 42 months is a conclusion of the times of the Gentiles. Gentile here may also be translated nations. Here is another scripture which is very important to understand. A scripture in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, where Paul has this to say, "Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day," he's talking about the day of Christ's return, "will not come unless the falling away comes first." We are talking about a falling away from the truth. This is talking to true Christians. They are being warned not to fall away from the truth prior to Christ's return. He goes on to say, "And the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." And then we read in the same chapter in verse 9 that the coming of this lawless one, this man of sin, is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. Now notice what the Ryrie Study Bible has to say about this passage. It's talking about the fact that this person will desecrate the rebuilt Jewish temple in Jerusalem by placing himself there to be worshipped. This will be the climax of man's great sin of self-deification in open defiance to God. And also again, the Nelson Study Bible has this to say, "The man of sin will proclaim himself to be divine and will sit in the temple of God acting as if he were God. The man of sin will probably stand in a physical temple in Jerusalem and declare himself to be a god, the ultimate fulfillment of the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel and Jesus." Now, there are many more scriptures in the Bible which strongly indicate that a third temple is going to be built prior to Christ's return. One of those passages can be found in Psalm 79. you can read the entire psalm, but I just want to quote here verse 1, which says, O God, the nations have come into your inheritance, your holy temple they have defiled, they have laid Jerusalem in heaps. Now we have prepared several booklets which go into the issue of the building of a third temple and the beginning of animal sacrifices in Jerusalem, culminating in the return of Jesus Christ. One of our free booklets is the booklet on the mysteries of the book of Revelation, which goes into these issues in quite some detail. Now, this is a booklet free for the asking, and you can receive a free copy by just sending your request to us, either by email, or of course you can also send it to us via postal address. Now, we also are preparing a weekly update. A weekly update which goes into many different things. It goes into biblical prophecy. It goes into current events. It goes into an editorial and other things of valuable information. The update, which is number 615 for November 29, 2013, actually, this is an update talking about what I'm discussing here today, goes in great detail into some events, current events, which are taking place in Jerusalem. And you can also receive a free copy of our update via email. It's being sent out, as I said, every week. It's completely, totally free of charge. So please just send us your email address and we will be happy to put you on our list. Now in this update, and also the subsequent one, we are quoting from an article by the Washington Post, December 2, 2013, to show you how what we have just read in the Bible is coming to fulfillment. I'd like to just read a few excerpts from this article. It says, a small but growing movement by Jewish activists demanding the right to pray at the site of their destroyed temple in the heart of the disputed capital's old city is creating a potentially explosive clash with the Muslim world, which considers the spot holy and bans Jews from public worship there. Two millenniums ago, the article goes on to say, this place was the site of the Jews' second temple, destroyed in AD 70 by Roman legions under Titus. Together, the wall and the site of the destroyed temple are the holiest landmarks in Judaism. A frequent visitor to the site is Rabbi Chaim Richman, a director of the Temple Institute, whose mission is to prepare for the building of the third temple where the Dome of the Rock now stands. He says he envisions a new temple rising towards the clouds with underground parking, internet connectivity, radiant heating for the sanctified floors. The priests, in accordance with Jewish law, will be barefoot. And notice, a return of burnt offerings and animal sacrifices. It goes on to say, in April, Richman's Temple Institute moved to a large, renovated space in the old city's Jewish quarter, overlooking the Western Wall. Inside, researchers and artisans have created silver trumpets, wooden lyres, and three-pronged forks that would turn over burnt offerings. They sewed a priest's robe with a breastplate of golden thread and 12 precious stones, as described in the Bible and representing the 12 tribes of Israel. There is a golden menorah and an ark for the covenant. And there are architectural plans. In other words, they have already created a blueprint for the building of the temple. So when they get the green light, or when they think they have obtained the green light, they will begin building the temple. Apparently giving sacrifices on the Temple Mount. Can you imagine what that will do? Here's another article by Times of Israel, dated December 6. It says here that the complex and dangerous circumstances, talking about potential confrontation between Jews and Arabs, that are rapidly developing on the Temple Mount, prompted Israel's two chief rabbis, and then they quote them, this week to reaffirm the ruling made by a prior rabbi, which prohibits Jews from visiting the Temple Mount. This new old ruling, however, is unlikely to have much impact at this most sensitive of sites, where years of seething tension appear to be bubbling over closer to the surface. Now, this ruling is based on a total misunderstanding and misinterpretation of some Old Testament scriptures. And most Jews don't really care about these rulings. They don't consider them to be valid at all. And even if they were in their minds, they don't care because they want possession of the Temple Mount. And this desire to build a temple there is growing and growing. And of course, with it comes, obviously, the bringing of animal sacrifices. And now the Bible tells us when that is going to happen, a power, a force will invade. It talks about the king of the north in this place we have just read in Daniel. It also talks about the beast in the book of Revelation. It talks about this king of Assyria, this modern king of Assyria in other places. These forces, European forces, will come in to invade the Middle East, apparently in order to make an end to this uproar which is going on there at that time. And it will be in fulfillment of biblical prophecy, because the Bible tells us when that is going to happen, then Jesus Christ will return. It will also, of course, bring about the Great Tribulation, a time so bad, so terrible, which has never happened before and which will never happen again. And the Bible tells you, my friends, that if Christ would not intervene at that time, no human being would be saved alive. In this article by the Times of Israel, a rabbi is quoted as saying, if a fire erupts here, it will ignite the entire world. And yes, indeed, it will. And so Europe will come in and will try to stop it, but won't be able to, and making only matters worse. So if you want to be keep apprised as to what is going on and how all of this, what we are hearing in the news, is related to biblical prophecy, please ask for our free weekly updates, because it goes into all these details and much more. And here again, I also ask you to read our free booklet. Write for it. You can also read it online on the book of Revelation, and it will open your eyes and you will hear and see things you have probably never heard or seen before. So thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.